Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies.
You know, the leaves. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And when there's crazy days like yesterday and markets get hammered and we're in a jam, we call the guy who kind of named, he kind of laid this out in his issue of straightmoneyanalysis.com. It's our great friend, Joe Meyer. Welcome back, Joe Meyer.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thank you, as always, and the Bubba Show for having me as a guest this afternoon. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience, Todd.
Well, it's great to be here. So, Joe, yesterday we saw a market open lower and stay lower, and basically, you know, the Fed minutes didn't mean anything. Nothing really meant anything. And of course, what nobody's talking about, Joe, is that this is now 5 days in a row that we've had some pretty serious selling here in the market.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about it because they're too busy making excuses of why it should be going higher. What's your take here, buddy?
Well, I think the market has been long overdue for the correction you and I have been speaking about for quite some time. I think, honestly, Todd, people got caught up in the seasonality, and as you and I had discussed in the last show we did together, there's never an absolute guarantee that seasonality in a market will take hold as it has in the past. And as you know, typically the last 5 days of the year and the first 2 years of the new year historically have been very positive. And this year, Santa got stuck in a chimney and we didn't get the rally.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little bit of a rally, but basically, I mean, right at the very end of the year, we saw some pretty good selling, and it picked off right into the new year. And, of course, we've still got that financial engineering going on. And, of course, no shock that China devalued the yuan again.
Yes.
What do you make of all the financial engineering going on, Joe?
Well, I think we're reaching the point where these markets are now developing a mindset of their own. And, you know, as I've said to you in previous shows we've done together, this bull market that started in 2008 has been an unprecedented bull market. As you know, Todd, over the years, if we go back and we look at all the bull markets from 1942 through 2007, they've lasted on balance about 56 months. This bull market, when we had put in the highs, was about an 81-month bull market, so it lasted about 45% longer than any previous bull market we had seen in comparable periods. So I think it was a time to certainly use the strength that we had in the market coming into year-end to take some money off the table, get very defensive, and I think at some point look at a minimum a full retest at a 2015 lows that I think we're probably going to see here early in 2016. And as you know, that would be Dow level 15,370, S&P 500 level around 1867, NASDAQ level around 4,292, and then the Russell 2000 right around 1,078. So I think this correction at this point, from what I'm seeing in the market, has somewhat further to go, Todd.
Well, I mean, I think it's got a lot farther to go, Joe. I think that this is just the beginning. I mean, you know, one of the things that always bothers me is, now I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I have called this Federal Reserve a giant Ponzi scheme, and all of the central banks, because what do? When they run out of money, they create new money to satisfy old debt. Now, that is the classic definition of a Ponzi scheme. So eventually, the unintended consequences of a manipulative Fed that doesn't allow free markets and price discovery to work eventually ends up in a disaster, does it not?
Absolutely. I think when we talk about the recent rate hike, it was totally unwarranted, in my humble opinion, based on the fundamentals that they were looking to justify the rate hike. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous to think that they could raise rates even further from these levels. You know, I'll go on the record and I'll tell you, we'll see zero interest rates again before we ever see 1%.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I think there's a good chance there'll be a QE4.
Well, I think if this market keeps deteriorating, and based on what I'm looking at, it certainly looks like that is going to be the case. I think at some point we are going to see QE, and we're going to see it a lot sooner than later.
So, Joe, you've been around 100 years, well, 40 anyways. analyze the Federal Reserve in your from your beginning days to now.
Well, it was a different time. We certainly had different markets. We didn't have the intervention, certainly, that we've seen accelerate over the years in all these markets. And we basically had a supply-demand scenario in these markets, which, going back when you looked at the inception of technical analysis, it really boded well to alert people to what you could expect reasonably to take place in the markets. I think when you take a look at the fundamentals, and I don't think they really matter as much as they once did, because you can't trust the data that's coming out to certainly base any decisions fundamentally in the market. And I think with all the leverage and all the program trading and all the outright intervention we've had in these markets, quite honestly, I don't give the validity I once did to technical analysis as well, Todd.
Okay, so now, I mean, I think that no matter what, there still is a technical footprint in the market, right? So the technical analysis should still work. It's just working under the guise of a hidden hand, but still, I mean, the footprints do show up in the market, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think when you take a look at what has gone on, at least over the last decade, I think you've got to look at a lot of things that normally in prior cycles we didn't look towards. You know, fundamentals are one thing, technicals are another. I think you've got to look at the groups and certainly the stocks within those groups that continue to do well in spite of all the negative news we've seen in a lot of sectors of the market. You know, I've always been a believer, you follow the major trend, you stay with it till it's no longer valid. I think when we talk about this current market environment that we're seeing here, if we've not entered a bear market, you know, this is the closest thing that I've witnessed in my career as to the inception and beginning of a bear market.
Well, and I think that, see, one of the things I think that are for sure is that the Fed can't stave off a bear market.
No, they cannot.
You know, one of the problems with when you have manipulation and under the Keynesian, I'm not saying that anything's any better. You know, there's flaws in all systems of watching money. But I can say that eventually you got to pay the piper. There is no way to get away from paying the piper when it's done. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you, Joe, how do we get through these next turbulent times? What are your expectations on how far you think we can fall? Because I think there's a lot of room down there below, but we're going to step out here for a break. We're visiting with Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com, who was on this very show a month or so ago and said to you all that we're looking for some pretty good selling. And of course, believe it or not, there it is. You got to go to his website, straightmoneyanalysis.com. He's got a special rate that he has for the Bubba Show listeners, so make sure you check that out. In the meantime, make sure you go and check out my hedging program, which is at BubbaTrading.com, because this is the kind of market that the people that are hedged are cheering up that the markets are going down, because they're actually creating the endowment compounding model, which is when you're investing, everybody should be doing. It's all about taking care of you. But we're going to step out of here for a break. But you got to make sure you take care of yourself first and not worry about if the markets are going to fall. Go check out BubbaTrading.com. We've got some great articles up there. We've got some great writers, Keith Bliss, Scott Shalady. And also, we've got Bubba's Bottom Line TV now under the media section. You can go watch my little TV show that I've put together for everybody. Make sure you check it out, and make sure you check out Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com as well. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. Make sure if you miss a show, go to libertytalk.fm, and you can get it on demand anytime. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll step out here for a break, and we'll be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friend Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. about a 45, 50-year veteran of the markets, understands them, knows them, writes about them, trades them, has it all going for him. So, Joe, I asked you before the break, you know, I think that the markets have a lot more to go. I think that, you know, you only can stave off the executioner so long. What's your take on where we can go? How do you see this playing out over the next, let's say, 3 months and 6 months and so on?
Well, I think we're entering, until proven otherwise, a very long and painful bear market. Having said that, as you know, I've been a historian on the markets all through my career, and I think we've got to look back at previous bear markets and previous down cycles to try to get a handle on just how far down this market can possibly trade to. You know, when you look at the 9 previous historic bear market lows, there's 3 bear markets that stand out. September 29 to June 1932, lost 86.1%, duration 34 months. January of 73 to October of 74, lost 48%, duration 21 months. March of 2000 to October of 2002, lost 49.1%, duration 30 months. So if we look at the 9 previous bear markets, and I did the math on these, Todd, we had an average bear market loss of 43.9% and an average bear market duration of 21 months. Now, if we apply those numbers to the Dow high of 18,353, and we subtract 43.9% as an average correction, we'd have the potential to trade down in the Dow 10,278 or lose approximately 8,100 points in the bear market, Todd. That's what I think is the reality that's ahead of us if this bear market gets very vicious and out of control.
So as you being a historian, and we've seen bubbles come and go, and I think that this was or is an asset bubble, typically those corrections are even deeper. Do you see this lasting the 21 months if we actually get into the bear market?
Well, I think it could last even longer than that. This could be a very long and slow grinding bear market with the Fed attempting to fight it all the way down as they've done in the past. But, you know, going back when we put the lows in 2007, 6470 in the Dow and 670 in the S&P 500, I was never convinced for a minute that we had put in a sustainable, long-lasting low that at some point would not be retested, and possibly if it was retested at some point, which again I think it will be, it would certainly give way and be broken, and I still believe that. I think the bottom of this bear market's below the 2007 low, 6470 in the Dow, Todd.
So you think that this could get really nasty over time?
Absolutely.
And now, one thing we have to explain to everybody, and this is where the trick of investing and trading come in, is we go from the spot where for the most of the past 7 years we've been driven by greed. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
So now that we have margin debt at record highs, we've got all kinds of other debt, which we'll talk about later in the show. But now that we're here, now people, what happens to the emotion is greed starts to leave, but you still have the wishing and the hoping. So you have, because for 7 years, every time the markets dipped, the buyer stepped in and bought it.
Yes, they did.
And you're going to see that. So when that happens, you know, we're going to start to see that start to fade away. And then you go to the hoping that the market will come back. And then finally, at the end, everybody pukes because they can't take it anymore. And that's the issue. I mean, in 2008, there was plenty of opportunities to get out of the market if you chose to get out. And this is where you have to use good due diligence and discipline, is it not?
I think it's more important now if you're going to be part of these markets than ever before. I couldn't say it any straighter than that.
So what would you tell the average investor out there how to manage themselves and watch what's going on throughout
this cycle? Well, I think we've got to look at the rallies that are going to commence as we work our way down to lower prices, being very sharp, but also being very short-lived. And I think if you take a position either long or short the market, depending on what the market's doing at any given time, we've got to look for extremely overbought or extremely oversold conditions in the market, which would allow me to have a comfort level to certainly reduce the risk I was taking with a directional trade.
So what would you be doing here, or what would you be recommending to the average investor right now?
Well, I think at this point, preservation of capital has to be utmost, and I think what we're going to see now is, rather than buy the dip, a slow move towards seller rally mentality. And I think the biggest problem people have, and I couldn't touch upon this, I think, at a more opportune time, is the realization, and I think at this point it's not settled into the mindset of the average investor, that this bull market is now over and or very near complete.
And I would think that, of course, the bull market is over as well. I've thought that we're making sort of a rounding top from a technical standpoint. What do you think?
Well, I think we're not only doing that. I think on the rallies, we're still continuing to see massive distribution. And I think that leads me to believe, along with, you know, three signs of a market top. And I want to review these quickly with your listening audience, because I think they're very, very important, Todd. First of all, we look at the number of 52-week highs. As you know, they begin to decline with the popular averages continue to drive the higher valuations, coupled with a falling number of stocks participating in the continuing stock advance. Number two, the NYSE advanced decline line peaks. It's now declining, even though the Dow and the S&P 500 index continue higher or have stalled, and preparing also a major trend from up to down. And then lastly, the major equity indices move below the previous swing low in prices, signaling that we are now witnessing an acceleration of selling accompanied by heavy increase in volume. The number of 52-week lows is also expanding as the market moves lower. I think we have all three signs currently in what's happening in this market as we speak.
So as those signs start to appear, now they just didn't appear magically today or yesterday.
No, they didn't.
So how did you start to spot those signs?
Well, I think when you try to take a look at what is going on in the averages, and you have a handful of stocks, you know, carrying the heavy water for the averages, and the broader market is not participating the way it once did, and at the first sign of weakness, everybody's lightening up and running for the door at the same time. You know, very interestingly today, I didn't catch the close in the market, but when I had looked at it earlier this afternoon, Todd, we only had one Dow stock in the green. That was Walmart. All the rest of the averages were in the red.
So when you look from that perspective, okay, it does set off alarm bells in your mind, does it not?
Oh, it certainly does. I think most people want to ignore the reality and the facts of what the market is saying. I've always been of the belief the market is talking at all times. It's a question of whether or not you want to listen. And most times people don't want to listen. But the market tells you, if you know what to look at, what it's going to do before it does it.
That is what we talk about. And we're going to talk about how you look at the footprint of the market when we come back with our friend Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. You can hear in his voice his passion, and how he really understands how the markets themselves function. And that's something. So, Joe, when we come back, I want you to give us a detailed explanation of how markets function and what when you're reading the footprint, because it's important, and I try to explain it all the time here on The Bubba Show, how the footprint works. So when we come back for the break, we're going to get an answer from Joe Money, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. You are listening to The Bubba Show, and, of course, I want to remind you to check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. It is the platform of choice of myself. I've used it for years. I think it's the best. And I also encourage you to go check out the hedging program that we have at BubbaTrading.com. You'll see that we can help you protect that portfolio and turn it into a endowment model, and where when markets go down, you're not fretting it, you're actually looking forward to it, so you can take that cash and buy more stock and create, because we do know that the markets do go up over time, and you always want to be in position to make the most benefit, and that's what we're offering through our hedging program. And we're going to step out of here for a break, and we're going to come back with Joe Meyer, and he will explain to us the reading of a footprint and how to go through it all. And that is Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of here for a break, and we'll be right back with more from our good friend, Joe Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friend Joe Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, a real trooper, a real veteran of the market. And Joe, before you answer my question, tell us a little bit about StraightMoneyAnalysis.com and what you're doing, brother.
Straight Money Analysis, as you know, is a unique publication. We write about the things that people truly need to know, and I further write in great detail why you need to know them. I write about the economy, I write about the stock and bond markets, I write about the precious metals, both gold and silver. I also write extensively about energy, both crude oil and natural gas. And I also have a pretty extensive commentary in every issue of the newsletter on Fed monetary policy. So we write from a historical perspective. We talk about the similarities in various cycles and certainly markets. We talk about the differences. And we tell you what you truly need to know as we maneuver these very difficult times ahead, Todd. That's what Straight Money Analysis is all about.
And I read it, and I love it, and I think it's great. So kudos to you for doing such a great job. So, Joe, take us through a detailed analysis of reading the footprint, because, again, I've said this many times, the markets are a map, and if you learn how to read the map, most of the time they're going to lead you in the right direction. They're not 100%, but most of the time, they're going to lead you in the right direction. And if they lead you in the wrong direction, you can typically get out with a much smaller loss if you understand what you're looking for. So explain to us the footprints, will you, buddy?
Well, I think the initial footprint, as you know, is volume precedes price. And I think if you understand and you believe in that, and you look at the breadth of a market, which is the net advances versus the net declines, and you take a look at where the money is moving into a market that's enabling it to move higher. You know, is it a broad-based advance? Is it a handful of stocks? Is it sectors that have been totally washed out that don't really even confirm that a new bull market has begun? You know, markets unfold when they put new trends in place, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, very slowly. And I think, again, when we get back to one of the most important ingredients, and you and I have talked about this many times, patience is the virtue that allows people to realize their dreams on the street of dreams. And people lose patience with markets. And patience is one of the things I've learned over the years. You've got to allow markets to do what they do best, and that's reprice assets. And I think that is exactly what we're witnessing that's unfolding now in this market right before our eyes, Todd. The market is repricing assets, and I think to the chagrin of a lot of people, it's repricing them significantly lower. That's what's happening.
Well, now, when we look, now, we're both technical guys, but we both understand the fundamentals. Now, the fundamentals of the actual market have been awful for years.
Yes, they have.
So when you look at the fundamentals, and you hear, now, this is one of the things that grinds me pretty good. You know, I watch, obviously, a lot of TV. I watch a lot of this stuff. And I hear these experts come on time after time and talk about, well, no, the market's not in trouble. Everything's great. No problem. Just buy, buy, buy. And of course, they're first of all, usually selling their book. They're trying to raise assets because that's really what they are, is asset raisers and not traders or understanders of the market. Well, how do people get away with just continuing to say those things? I mean, what is your thought of when you hear stuff like that?
Well, I think, number one, they haven't been around a long time. They've not been part of many different markets in many different cycles. You know, I characterize this rally off the lows as a momentum liquidity-driven rally, and that's exactly what it was for the last 7 years. I think when you take a look at the fundamentals, in a lot of instances, they were highly questionable. I think when you look at the technicals, every time the market sold down, we had intervention to drive it back up. So, again, when you look at what you're doing in the market, why you're doing it, what you should be doing to protect your capital, this market, in my humble opinion, was a free ride for a lot of people that really didn't be part of the tough markets that you and I have seen in our career. You know, I think now you've got to have a trading insight into what is happening in these markets as they're unfolding, and you can no longer use the old rules and the old yardsticks because they're no longer going to apply. I think that's the rude wake-up call that's ahead of us for a lot of these investors, because they want to believe things are going to continue as they have in the past. I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, the Dow is no longer the Dow Jones Industrial Average anymore. It's the Dow Jones Technical Average, basically. I mean, there isn't the old policies that we used to all go by are no longer the same because of the change of the way information flows as well. I mean, you know, now very often it's very hard to find a report that is way off. The street doesn't miss by too far anymore because there's too much information and it flows too quickly. Would you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly. I think the public's been lulled into a false sense of security that these markets will inevitably continue to go higher, irrespective of the fundamentals or the monetary policies. And I think we're entering a period now where we're going to test a lot of traders. We're going to test their skills, their money management abilities. And we're going to test their ability to take losses. And as you know, losses are part of serious investing. You know, most people, they have a problem booking winners. Most people have a problem keeping their losses and keeping them small. I think we're going to see an awful lot of people really be tested by the fire that this bear market's going to unfold, and I believe unfold very, very shortly, Todd.
No, and I agree with that. And Joe, one of the things I look at and, you know, I don't quite grasp is the way that different investors that will talk and come out and tell you that, well, just sit through it. You don't have to worry about it. You know, eventually the market will come back. And that is true. But if you're older, you don't have the time for the market to come back. And, you know, you have to, at some point, this market has to work on real fundamentals. You know, we're technical analysis, but at some point, you know, it can't be driven by strictly stock buybacks and merger and acquisition. At some point, we have to have real fundamentals. And I don't see real fundamentals coming back to a lot of these companies for quite a while. Do you see anything different than that?
No, I don't. I think it's an end of an era. I think people cannot, for whatever reason, believe it's the end of an era. And I think we're going to get back to the way markets once traded. And I think for a lot of people, they're going to get a very, very early education. You know, ideally, and you'll agree with this, you need movement in a market to make any money. You need movement down, you know, you need movement back up. But, you know, interestingly enough, markets only trend about 15% of the time they go sideways to balance. But the key is to be on board when the moves take place and certainly profit from them. So it comes back. Do you have the discipline? Do you have the money management skills? Do you have the ability to understand the risk you're taking in a market? And do you have the ability and the emotional needs that are necessary to pull the trigger when the time is right? You know, the market is going to test and test everyone, I think, very, very dramatically in the weeks and months ahead. I think at a minimum, we're going to go back down and we're going to test those previous reactionary lows in 2015 and we're probably going to stay in a trading range for a number of months, which again is going to lull everybody into a false sense of security, thinking this market at some point will go back up and retest the all-time highs. I think when we start the next leg down, after we finish up the consolidation, it's going to catch most of these people flat-footed, Todd. That's the way I see it.
Well, I know. I agree with that. I mean, basically, if you take out those couple of periods in the summer, basically the whole year of 2015 was spent in consolidation, which is what you're talking about. I mean, it was really just churning back and around, spinning around the mean, was it not?
Yes, it was.
So that is something that, you know, when you look at markets and you're a technician, you're waiting, and the idea is to either trade a counter trend trade with inside the bands, or wait for it to break out to a trend up or down and try to hop on with that trend. Is that something that you agree with as well, sir?
Well, I think it's important that you identify the trend, you identify it early, you get on board, and you stay with it. You know, the worst thing you can see in a market is when they churn, and I think we've witnessed here in this market putting in the top, churning and churning for quite a while. I think when the Dow really, when we had the strong up days, couldn't penetrate the resistance on the way back to the new all-time highs, I think it was telling you, you know, very, very clearly this market was very tired and the path of least resistance was down, not up.
Yeah, and I do think it's very tired as well, and that's the problem, Joe. Just like you and me, when you get old, you get tired faster. And this is the Bubba Show. I'm with my good friend Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Your analysis is spot on. You've been on this show, and you've told the listeners many times almost exactly what to expect, and we appreciate your insight. But we're going to stop after a break. But when we come back, Mr. Meyer, what I'm going to want to know from you, okay, is why can't the Fed and everybody else let markets price themselves the way that it's supposed to be? Because the truth is that money is never wrong, but the Fed is always wrong. And that's something that we don't get anymore. And that's what I want your opinion on. When we come back from the break, I'm going to want to know, why can't we just let the markets price themselves? This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. I want to remind you to check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. And also in these times of turmoil, in fact, I'm doing a state of the markets for my clientele today. I want you to make sure you go check out the hedging program that we're offering at BubbaTrading.com. I'm telling you, it'll be the wisest decision that you have ever made, because you will end up not having to worry about losing money, and you'll be able to sleep at night knowing that these markets are going to become extremely volatile and move quite a bit in the future. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my man, Joe Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. One of the best newsletters on the street. This guy researches months at a time, putting together a great package for all of you. So, Joe, before we went to break, I wanted to know from you, true price discovery. Now, let's just explain. You know, when you go to a flea market and a guy, you want to buy something, the guy says $20. You say $15. He says, no, $20. And you go $17. He goes $18. You go, okay, I'll buy it at $18. That's price discovery. That's the market that prices itself. That's where the exchange of assets takes place. The exchange of wealth took place. The markets themselves are very efficient. When left alone, left to their own doing, they are very efficient at pricing these assets by themselves. Interest rates, stock price, market prices, everything. Why can't the Fed, the geniuses at the Fed, the most well-read people in the world, the bookworms of the world, why can't they see that it's so simple that they could just let the markets price themselves?
Because it's too simple and it's too easy, and that's why they won't do it. They think they have the power to make these markets do what they believe they should be. You know, going back in the old days, we had an auction set up on the Florida exchanges, highest bid and lowest offer. You remember those days?
Of course.
And markets acted the way they should, based on price discovery, based on price and demand, based on volume, and based on things that truly mattered. Then we got away from that in the early 1970s when we came off the gold standard and we started to see the initial intervention in all the markets. And then, as you know, in 1980, the Monetary Control Act in 1980, signed by President Reagan, basically said the government can intervene in any market at any time for any reason. That was back in 1980. And at that time, it was probably limited to just the stock market, the precious metals, and energy. We've now, over the last decades, have had intervention in all the markets. We've had a tremendous amount of leverage employed in all these markets, a tremendous amount of debt built into these markets, and we've had unprecedented, very low interest rates for a very, very long time. You know, now that the game is changing, and again, I come back to it is changing, and I think people at some point are going to have to recognize and understand that. The biggest surprise ahead of us is not that this market goes down, but how fast it goes down and how far it goes down. And if you don't have a strategy or a game plan to deal with that, my advice to you is to get out of the market on any rally we get and certainly raise some cash and get to the sidelines, because you don't belong in this market. And I don't have a problem telling anybody that.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, that this is what the problem is when you have intervention. You know, Joe, one of the things that bothers me the most of this whole big thing is that the banks are the ones who caused the problem in the first place.
Yes, they did.
Okay, they were the ones that were lending to anybody. They didn't care. No doc loans. Yeah, sign them up. Yeah, flip houses. Instead of trading stock, people were trading houses like they were popcorn. Every day they could buy a house, sell a house, and you know, make their billions of dollars. And the banks were just happily giving that money away like it was free. And, of course, they wound out the system and forced that dark day when the Fed had to get involved. Okay, so I go, I think, my personal opinion was I could never make up my mind, but I finally made it in my mind. I think the Fed should have stayed away and let the banks, whoever wasn't strong enough, you know, listen, creates a depression. It is. We're in no better shape today than we were then. The average American is in no better shape. So,
well, I think when you go back, and you couldn't be more right, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, you look at the Fed balance sheet, 2007-08 was about $800 billion. You know, we were told that TARP would run about $800 billion and that it would take care of everything we needed to do to paper over the sick banks and Wall Street. Well, the $800 billion turned into $4.3 trillion, and you're right when you say they're in worse shape than they were back at the inception of the crisis. So what did all this liquidity, all this money printing do to straighten out the problems with the banks and Wall Street? It did absolutely nothing.
Now, I mean, the Fed is now leveraged. Now, again, they have a benefit to leveraging because they can print more money and change that number, but they're leveraged at 77 to 1.
Absolutely.
Lehman Brothers, who they let out go out of business, was only leveraged at 38 to 1. So
that's correct.
Where is the fair and equal trade? See, that's what the things that bother me, Joe, is that they it's not fair and equal, which goes to the next step. I want to get your opinion. Although the Fed is supposed to be an independent organization, not at all controlled by the government, in fact, not even a government organization, supposed to be private, which I believe is owned by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the likes, and partially owned by the government, I think that the government does get involved with the Fed, and I think that they don't act in the best interest of the common man. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think when they've had a mandate that they're going to act as the lender of last resort, it's been a mistake. I think when you look back on the bailouts we've seen over the years through previous cycles and previous markets, it really in no way has cured even remotely the long-term economic problems this country and big business has been facing. So I think it's been a total failure. That's the way I see it, Todd.
So when we look back at this time, and of course I've called this an asset bubble, which I believe it is, and we did not solve the problems when we could have, and I wrote this in my blog the other day, was instead of spending the $4.3 trillion on supporting the banks, why didn't we put America back to work and create the war effect and rebuild America? That way, we would be out of this mess. People would be working, not these service jobs, because the biggest guys that are hurt are the middle-aged guys, because you know, if you didn't have an education and you were in the manufacturing business, you're now working at McDonald's, and you're not making anywhere near the money you were making. When they could have put all that money to work and rebuilt the entire country, I mean, that would take, what, 20, 25 years to do that? That would have gotten everybody over the hump and retrained. What do you think?
Well, I think the money should have went into rebuilding the infrastructure of America. I think we could have created a lot of decent paying long-term jobs. We would have had many projects that at a minimum probably would have taken a decade to complete, maybe even 20 years, who knows. But the money should have went into bringing back the economy, bringing back the decent jobs that were offshored over previous years and they weren't. And the money went into the financial system, and at the end of the day, it didn't filter its way down to working class America. You're absolutely right. We created these minimum wage, no benefit jobs. We've had price inflation, even though we're being told it's non-existent. This is not a thing we all use in everyday life. That's not a lot higher than it was significantly going back in 2007, 2008. And I think when we look at the disposable income of the average American, it has to be greatly reduced. So you've got more people in debt, more people earning less than they ever earned before, saving very little money, and you had a stock market that was over 18,000. But it didn't benefit the average American because none of those gains worked their way down to his pocketbook. It was a failure.
Well, that's because Obama, Joe the Plumber, didn't clear up the drain. He didn't let it would trickle down. The trickle down theory is which they used, which was total BS. I mean, this was a straight give the money to the banks who own the Fed. In my opinion, again, I'm not speaking for Joe. This is Todd. This is Bubba speaking. That they gave them the money, they let them keep giving it back to the federal government for the full faith and credit, and screw everybody else. And that's really what happened. But that's my opinion, and because it's my show, I get the last word. Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. You are awesome, man. I love having you on because, again, you're a real gentleman and a technician, and you really understand the markets. And Straight Money Analysis is one of the best newsletters out there. Thank you for your time, as always.
Thank you for having me, Todd. It's always an extreme pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, well, I can't let Joe get the last word, so I have to close out the show. But this has been the Bubba Show. And again, I urge you to go check out straightmoneyanalysis.com. I think it's a great read, and Joe has offered some great deals. He gives you the year price at the six-month rate. I really think that it's something that you ought to check out. Really solid. Straight up, straight money. That's what he does. He's a straight money analysis, and that's what we do. Go check out the Bubba Show or BubbaTrading.com. A lot of great articles up there for you. We continue to write and try to keep you informed of what markets are doing. And, of course, most of the time, we're usually about 6 or 7 months ahead of the news by the time it hits the street. So I think you'll find it informative. And you can check my new spot, which is Bubba's Bottom Line TV, which is up on the website now as well. That'll do it for today. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We visited with Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. For today, that's it. Catch the show on demand at libertytalk.fm. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. I've got the month of May.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.